Welcome to Scheib Park in Philadelphia, for the game between the Boston Red Sox and the Philadelphia Athletics. Here are the starting lineups. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Dom DiMaggio. Batting second. The right fielder, Doc Kramer. Batting third. The catcher, Jimmy Fox. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Ted Williams. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Joe Cronin. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Bobby Doerr. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Lou Finney. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Charlie Gelbert. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Jim Bagby. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Jim Bagby. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Al Rubling. Batting second. The right fielder, Wally Moses. Batting third. The center fielder, Sam Chapman. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The catcher, Hal Wagner. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Benny McCoy. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Al Brancato. Batting ninth. The pitcher, George Caster. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, George Caster. And now, play ball. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. DiMaggio moves to third. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. DiMaggio scores. Kramer moves to third. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on McCoy. Kramer scores. Fox moves to third. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is called out on strikes. Two outs. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fox scores. Williams moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Williams scores. Finney moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Red Sox. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Caster fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 4, and the Athletics nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. DiMaggio hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kramer hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses, who is chasing the ball. Kramer reaches third base with a triple. DiMaggio goes all the way around to score. It's 5-0, Red Sox. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Fox hits a line drive into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Kramer scores. One out. It's 6-0, Red Sox. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. McCoy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0-for-1 in the game. Cronin is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 0. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Gelbert fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Doerr fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. Siebert moves to third. Two outs. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato takes first base on ball 4. McCoy moves to second. George Caster is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Caster is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Athletics 0. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 0-for-1 in the game. Doerr hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Doerr reaches second base with a double. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Moses throws the ball into Brancato, who tags Finney trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Doerr moves to third. One out. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Gelbert takes first base on ball 4. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 0-for-1 in the game. Bagby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doerr scores. Gelbert moves to second. It's 7-0, Red Sox. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. DiMaggio hits a line drive into left field. Johnson picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Johnson. Gelbert scores. Bagby goes all the way around to score. DiMaggio moves to third. It's 9-0, Red Sox. Chubby Dean now pitching. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Fox hits a pop-up towards third. Rubeling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 1 in the game. Rubeling hits a fly ball into center field. DiMaggio settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. Moses takes first base on ball 4. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 0 for 1 in the game. Chapman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Williams. Chapman reaches second base with a double. Moses moves to third. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 9-3, Red Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground towards short. Cronin scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 1 in the game. McCoy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Doerr fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. Williams hits a fly ball into right field. Moses settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 2 in the game. Cronin hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. McCoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Wagner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Brancato hits a pop-up towards first. Finney settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 2 in the game. Rubeling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Bagby fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rubeling fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gelbert hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Finney moves to second. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. he's got one RBI. Bagby bunts for an out with unknown description. Finney moves to third. Gelbert moves to second. One out. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got one RBI. DiMaggio hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got one RBI. Kramer hits a pop-up for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Moses hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Chapman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Moses moves to second. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. One out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox strikes out. One out. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 0 for 3 in the game. Cronin hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Moses. Cronin reaches second base with a double. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a ball on the ground towards short. Brancato fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Brancato. Cronin moves to third. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. Finney hits a line drive for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 3. The Athletics will come to bat. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 0 for 2 in the game. McCoy bunts in front of the plate. Fox fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Brancato hits a ball on the ground towards second. Doerr throws to second for 1, and Cronin throws to first, and Finney drops the ball. One out. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Dean hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brancato moves to second. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0 for 3 in the game. Rubeling hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Brancato moves to third. Two outs. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Moses hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Brancato scores. Dean moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-4, Red Sox. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Chapman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Dean scores. Moses moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 9-5, Red Sox. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Gelbert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Jim Bagby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bagby is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Bagby hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Dom DiMaggio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. DiMaggio is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 1 RBI. DiMaggio hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. McCoy takes first base on ball 4. Al Brancato is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brancato is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Brancato hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Doc Kramer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kramer is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. He's got 1 RBI. Kramer hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Jimmy Fox is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fox is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Fox hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Ted Williams is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Williams is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got 1 RBI. Williams hits a ball on the ground for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Dorer fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Doerr. Al Rubeling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rubeling is 0-for-4 in the game. Rubeling hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 1 out. Wally Moses is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Moses is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Moses hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. 2 outs. Sam Chapman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Chapman is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. He's got one RBI. Chapman hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 9, and the Athletics 5. The Red Sox will come to bat. Joe Cronin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cronin is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Cronin strikes out. One out. Bobby Doerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doerr is 1-for-4 in the game, with a double. Doerr hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-5, Red Sox. Lou Finney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Finney is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. He's got one RBI. Finney hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. Two outs. Charlie Gelbert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gelbert is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got one RBI. Gelbert hits a fly ball for an out with unknown description. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 10, and the Athletics 5. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got three RBIs. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 10-6, Red Sox. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Siebert hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hal Wagner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wagner is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Wagner takes first base on ball 4. Siebert moves to second. Emerson Dickman now pitching. Benny McCoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McCoy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. McCoy hits a fly ball into right field. Kramer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. D. Miles pinch hits for Al Brancato. D. Miles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miles hits a fly ball into left field. Williams settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Dean hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Doerr fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 10, and Philadelphia Athletics, 6. Goodbye from Shibe Park in Philadelphia.